53
55.
Audrey Diwan.
Audrey Diwan.
Podcast de Chanel.
Les premières fois.
Creativity.
Les premières fois à Cannes.
3:55. Welcome to 355. Les premières fois. The Chanel podcast in Cannes. I am Audrey Diwan. I'm a director and a writer. A first time at the Cannes Festival is always an exhilarating adventure, out of the ordinary and quite determining in the career of those who work in the film industry. This event is a type of initiation rite which everyone will always remember. We will be discussing these festival highlights with my guests during this podcast. Very diverse profiles come together. Those who create, those who hope, those who select, choose or reward. All devoted to the seventh art, with the Palme d'Or on the horizon. This ultimate reward which fuels everybody's hope. Whatever the role, each guest bears great responsibility in this exceptional structure, everyone with unforgettable emotions. Faithful to its traditions, initiated by its founder, Gabrielle Chanel, the House of Chanel supports artists and film creation. This year, thanks to her, our guests have accepted once again to relive for an evening their first Montée des Marches and to share what they have learned with time and experience.
355.
Stunned before by her gentle demeanor, Margot Robbie has announced she will soon be portraying Barbie on screen, but only if she can also produce the film she has initiated. This anecdote alone summed up the woman she is, a young and sublime actress endowed with a brilliant mind and a taste for conquest from which she does not shy. A committed woman, she's perpetually in search of powerful roles and finds them. She's attending the festival for the first time this year with Once Upon a Time, the new Quentin Tarantino film in which she portrays Sharon Tate. The feature retraces the last days of the young actress in the summer of 1969. By her side are fellow actors Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio, amongst others. We are here together, her first impressions.
3:55,
le podcast de Chanel.
Good evening, Margot. I heard that you went there first as a producer and then as an actress. Tell me about your time in Cannes as a producer.
It was very different, not quite as glamorous as it is on the acting side. We were kind of running around, taking a lot of meetings, speaking to, you know, working with our foreign sales company to pull together financing for some of our projects. This, on the other hand, has been red carpets and gorgeous lunches and dinners and a lot of press, obviously. And we're staying at the Hotel du Cap, which is just beautiful, and I've never been there or seen it before. So it's very different, very different this time round, but equally as fun.
What were your projects at the producer here?
Last time, I think we were getting together financing for Dreamland and I, Tonya.
Okay, yeah. And when you arrived here, so how did you pick your outfit?
Kate, my stylist, is always looking through the archives, you know, the Chanel archives. She was showing me different pictures. She has kind of like a folder full of images that she likes. The outfit that I wore last night stood out to me because something about it felt reminiscent of an outfit I'd seen Sharon Tate wear to Cannes many years ago. She wore this black and white dress. The cut of the dress was kind of a similar length to the top part of the jumpsuit I wore last night, which was obviously black and white as well, and it had this bow on it that reminded me of the bow in the jumpsuit that I wore last night. I remember in my trailer when I was shooting this film, I had so many pictures of Sharon pasted up on the walls, and that was one of them, Sharon and Roman walking down the steps in Cannes, and she was wearing that black and white outfit. So something about it stood out to me and reminded me of that picture, so I said, oh, let's do that one. And it also was kind of nice. I like wearing pants amongst, you know, all the dudes. They get to wear suits. I was like, yeah, you feel like a little empowered wearing pants sometimes.
French people can be strange people. Did you get any piece of advice before coming here? Do someone tells you, like, what to do or not to do, or advice how to handle the French Film Festival or not?
Yes, Quentin, actually, who has, of course, been to Cannes many times. And, in fact, yesterday was the 25th anniversary of when Pulp Fiction screened here. So a very special day for him and Quentin Tarantino fans everywhere, I suppose. But he said, play it cool. Like, when they clap, just play it cool, like you knew it was going to happen. And I was like, okay. And of course, I didn't play it cool. I was completely overwhelmed. But yeah, I didn't realize the clapping could go on for so long.
How long did it last?
Oh, someone told me 7 minutes. Someone said 8 minutes. It was crazy. I kept turning to Dakota Fanning and being like, is this normal? And she's like, I think so.
And how long is the climbing, by the way?
I wasn't sure how big the red carpet was. It wasn't crazy big. But yes, no, you did stop. I don't know if I've ever seen so many photographers in one place as yesterday. But no, the red carpet wasn't as long as the Oscars or the Met Gala, but we were definitely on it for longer than you are at those events. Yes.
And do you listen to the live reaction while being in that theater? Do you try to imagine what people feel, what they think about the movie? It's a very strange audience. It's a particular audience.
There's nothing like experiencing a movie for the first time with other people who are experiencing it for the first time. I feel like your enjoyment of it is very much enhanced by how people are reacting around you. So every time they gasped or giggled or bobbed along to the music, I felt inclined to do so as well. I wasn't listening out to see whether they liked it or not. I was actually just enjoying it as an audience member myself.
What could you share with Cannes beginners?
Oh my goodness, I don't know. I guess what everyone said to me before I come here, just enjoy it. Just look around and soak it up and enjoy it.
Do you believe the festival can influence a film's career?
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't so important, people wouldn't release their films at film festivals. The reception that they get, and it's definitely like the launching pad for films, and how it's received definitely dictates its potential success moving forward. So, yeah, no, it's hugely important.
We all want to know, what was the party like? Do you have any anecdotes, something you will remember about that night after?
About last night?
Yeah.
It was just a beautiful night. It was nothing crazy or weird happened. It was just really nice to be with everyone. My team was here. My mom was here. You know, just getting to hang out and catch up with everyone again. I hadn't seen Lorenza, who plays Francesca in the film. I saw Raph, who plays Roman Polanski in the film. I was just really running around Zoe Bell, our stunt coordinator. It was just catching up with people I hadn't seen in a couple of months. It was the best bit.
Gabrielle Chanel said, I want to be part of what happens. Do you agree?
Coco Chanel said, I want to be a part of what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, I totally... Yes, I agree with that. I mean, she was. She even to this day seems to be shaping not just the fashion industry, but she's still shaping people in society today. It's quite exceptional what she's built. Yeah, I understand the sentiment.
What encounters occurred here that could not have taken place anywhere else?
Well, I'd have to say Cannes is the only place that I've ever taken meetings on a yacht. That does not happen anywhere else unless you're in Cannes. Taking a business meeting on the deck of a yacht is is definitely unique to Cannes, I think.
And how was the meeting?
It went really well, yeah. It was good. I don't think we even closed the deal, but we had a really nice... a really nice lunch, and at that point, who cares? You're just having a good time.
What is the symbolic difference between Cannes and other festivals?
I mean, I've been to Sundance a couple of times, Toronto. I was just recently in Tribeca. I feel like they all have their own individual feeling and character about them based on the city that they're in, which is special. It definitely shapes the feeling and the atmosphere. When you're at Sundance, you're wearing like warm clothes and flat shoes and walking around, and it's a completely different feeling. I couldn't say one's better than the other. I just enjoy the
So how difference. Would you describe Cannes?
Well, definitely it's far more glamorous. It's the most glamorous of all the film festivals, and it has a history to it, more so I think than even the other film festivals. It's been going since the 40s, I think. It feels the way a lot of European countries feel this way to me, that the history is so rich and you can still... I come from Australia. It's a relatively, you know, colonized Australia is a relatively young country. So to see buildings as old as the buildings you see in Europe is always going to be exciting to me. But I suppose that's why the heritage feels important and special in some ways.
Has anything changed since the Me Too movement? Something that you can feel even in festivals?
Definitely, definitely. I think everything's changed, and I think it's still changing. It's been, I think it's just made a lot of it's made art feel either more relevant or less relevant. It's a pretty quick shift, but projects that I was reading or looking at or even developing a few years ago suddenly feel completely irrelevant, and other projects on the flip side suddenly feel extremely important and like we need to put it out there. So from a filmmaking point of view, it has completely shaped what I think everyone is paying attention to or what they want to make. And then beyond that, the people making those things, it's feeling a lot more balanced these days. So it's been wonderful.
We will have like different movies throughout the next years.
Definitely.
You as a producer, you think so?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's already evident in the movies that are coming out that it's definitely, I think, thanks to the Me Too movement that we're having far more female-led and female-directed and female-written content.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Creativity.